Easter Week 2, Thursday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence, love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere. Cherish one another with a love sincere. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. And to plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praise your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It was you who saved us, Lord. We will praise your name without ceasing. Spare us, Lord. Do not let your people be put to shame. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us, you no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame. At the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Spare us, Lord, do not let your people be put to shame. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, redeem us because of your love.
God raised our Lord from the dead. Alleluia. He will also raise us by his power. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 3. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, "To the angel of the church in Sardis write, This is the message from the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know what you are doing. I know that you have the reputation of being alive, even though you are dead. So wake up and strengthen what you still have before it dies completely. For I find that what you have done is not yet perfect in the sight of my God. Remember then what you were taught and how you heard it. Obey it and turn from your sins. If you do not wake up, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not even know the hour when I come. But a few of you there in Sardis have kept your clothes clean. You will walk with me clothed in white, because you are worthy to do so. Those who win the victory will be clothed like this in white, and I will not remove their names from the book of the living. In the presence of my Father and of his angels, I will declare openly that they belong to me. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angels of the church in Philadelphia write, This is the message from the one who is holy and true, who holds the key that belonged to David, who opens so that no one can close, who closes so that no one can open. I know what you do. I know that you have a little power. You have followed my teaching and have been faithful to me. I have opened a door before you which no one can close. Listen, as for that group that belongs to Satan, those liars who claim that they are Jews but are not, I will make them come before you and bow down at your feet. They will know that I love you. Because you have kept my order to be patient, I will also keep you safe from the time of trouble which is coming upon the whole world, to test all the people on earth. I am coming soon. Keep safe what you have, so that no one will rob you of your victory prize. I will make him who is victorious a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never again leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which will come down out of heaven from my God. I will also write on him my new name. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, This is the message from the Amen, the faithful and true witness, who is the origin of all that God has created. I know what you have done. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were either one or the other. But because you are barely warm, neither cold nor hot, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. I am rich and well off, you say. I have all I need. But you do not know how miserable and pitiful you are. You are poor, naked, and blind. I advise you, then, to buy gold from me, pure gold, in order to be rich. Buy also white clothing to dress yourself and cover up your shameful nakedness. Buy also some medicine to put on your eyes, so that you may see. I reprove and punish all whom I love. Be in earnest, then, and turn from your sins. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me. To those who win the victory, I will give the right to sit by me on my throne, just as I have been victorious and now sit by my Father on his throne. If you have ears, then listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Responsory from Revelations 3. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me. Alleluia. To him who has won the victory, I will give the right to eat the fruit of the tree of life that grows in the garden of God. I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me. Alleluia. A reading from a treatise of St. Gaudentius of Brescia. The Bequest of the New Testament. The heavenly sacrifice which Christ instituted is truly the bequest of his New Testament, a bequest which he left us as the pledge of his presence on the night he was handed over to be crucified. This is the food which sustains and nourishes us on our journey through life, until we depart from this world and are united with Christ. This is why the Lord said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you." It was his will that his gifts should remain among us. It was his will that the souls which he had redeemed by his precious blood should continue to be sanctified by sharing the pattern of his own passion. For this reason, he appointed his faithful disciples the first priests of his church and enjoined them never to cease to perform the mysteries of eternal life. These mysteries must be celebrated by every priest in every church in the world until Christ comes again from heaven, so that we priests, together with the congregation of the faithful, may have the example of Christ's passion daily before our eyes, hold it in our hands, and even receive it in our mouths and in our hearts, and so keep undimmed the memory of our redemption. Besides, since bread is made from many grains of wheat ground into flour, mixed with water and baked by fire, it is appropriate that we should receive the sacrament of Christ's body in the form of bread. For we know that Christ has become one body made up of the many members of the human race and brought to completion by the fire of the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Holy Spirit, and since it was fitting for him to fulfill all righteousness, he entered the waters of baptism in order to consecrate them. Then, full of the Holy Spirit, who had come down on him in the likeness of a dove, he returned from the Jordan, as St. Luke tells us, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. So too, the wine of his blood is made from many grapes, the fruit of the vineyard he has planted himself, which are gathered and pressed in the winepress of the cross. By its own energy, this wine ferments in those who, with faithful hearts, receive him like capacious jars. Escape, all of you, from the domination of Egypt and Pharaoh, I mean the devil, and join us in receiving the sacrifice of the saving Pasch with all the eagerness of a religious heart, so that the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who we believe to be present in his sacraments, may sanctify our inmost hearts. For the power of this sacrifice is beyond worth and endures forever. Responsory from Luke 22. Jesus took some bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which will be given up for you. Do this as a memorial of me." Alleluia. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This is my body which will be given up for you. Do this as a memorial of me. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of mercy, let the mystery we celebrate at Eastertide bear fruit for us in every season. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.